Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Brandon Weichert of National Interest joins me. Brandon and I enjoy reading about artificial intelligence. It's the future. It's a bubble. It's the past. It's a catastrophe. We're all going to die. The usual attention-grabbing headlines. However, I want to come and praise one particular person in all of the mix of billionaires and people seeking fortunes. His name is Jensen Huang, and he deserves to be the Financial Times Person of the Year. Why? This is an immigrant from Taiwan. When he first came to America, he was in Kentucky, and he cleaned toilets to get through the summer. He has been working his whole life. He has two things that are important to him, and I believe it, his family and his work. He works all the time, and he's founded the company we call NVIDIA in the early 1990s. You can read this in any biography of him. And they drifted so much that it was almost finished by the late 90s because they were feeding just one market, which was gamers, with this thing called a GPU. And then, Brandon, a very good evening to you. Something happened on Jensen Huang's journey to oblivion. He had a GPU, and along came AI. Did anybody see this before we all saw it, Brandon? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thanks for having me. Anybody who is a gamer like me growing up knew what NVIDIA was, and we all knew that this is a company that once they started talking about AI very seriously in the tech world, we all knew, those of us who continued following the tech world beyond the gamer world, but in professionally in this case for me, we all knew that NVIDIA was a great pick to try to kind of jumpstart the AI revolution here in the United States and the rest of the world, as we're seeing. And so, yeah, I mean, some of us saw it coming, but the wider market and the wider world had never even heard of NVIDIA until the last few years when AI really began surging.
Now, Jensen Huang has moved from being a man who backs an engineering feat, the GPU, but a man who needs to be a geopolitical force. Yeah. The article at the FT talks about how on his birthday he was celebrating with his family and the phone rang. Yep. He answered it. And Jensen Huang, this is the president of the United States, Donald Trump. He thought he was joking. Huang thought it was a prank. It wasn't. It was Donald Trump welcomed into the ranks of the men who make decisions for all of us. And
I would argue
your measure of how he's doing, Brandon, because there are many ins and outs of this one.
Yeah, well, I would argue that he is probably the most important tycoon in America today. I think he probably even surpasses Elon Musk in terms of his pull now at the geoeconomic, geopolitical, or geotechnology, if you really want to get technical, level. And I think that that Jensen Huang, there's a direct link. You see in the new national security strategy memo in Washington, a real standing down or a softening of language from the United States in how they talk about the rise of China. It's gone from hawkishness to, dare I say, dovishness. And I believe fully that Jensen Huang and his influence and his relationship with the president, I think this is having real impacts on how the current administration is viewing China. Because as we all know, Jensen Huang does not want a war with China. He wants to open that market up and start selling his product there full bore.
What he makes is a superior chip, but he's aware of the fact that he's being chased by some very serious players. One of them, Microsoft, for example.
Yes.
There are other companies that are chasing as well. There's a long list here. And that NVIDIA will not forever be the dominant player. It will be part of the mix. There's nothing wrong with having a third of the market if it's as big as they project. Anthropic is saying the productivity is going to double. This is going to double the productivity of the United States and grow everything. Is that too aggressive right now? I'm trying to come up with an analogy. Is this the Erie Canal? Is this railroads? Is this the gasoline engine of the turn of the century? Is this the airplane? What makes it comfortable for you, Brandon? Because we're clearly stepping into a new world.
Yeah, I think the railroad, and I think there was a Financial Times piece a couple months ago you and I talked about that kind of likened it to the railroads of the 19th century, wherein you had this initial burst of creativity and investment, and then it sort of collapsed under the weight of its own contradictions. But then ultimately, as we all know, it eventually that industry really became the bedrock of a revolution in the United States once they kind of worked out the kinks in that new industry. And I think the same thing's happening here in AI. I think that people talk about a bubble in AI. I think they're probably right to some degree, but I think ultimately, because this industry is not just a tech industry, it's touching construction, it's touching all these different energy, all these other industries. Ultimately, there may be a decline temporarily, a reshuffling, if you will, but I think that's going to make it more dynamic and probably more longer lasting, just like what we saw in previous great industries of the last 250 years in this country.
Here's some good news for everybody. I talked to my contractor about this, and he's already putting together an app connecting using AI for his customers. That's how clever it's getting. But this is the big time. TechCrunch, the AI boom is proving to be a windfall for construction workers building the data centers. And that will go on for years. I follow Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Two tech centers in Lancaster County, one going up right now as we speak, like SimCity. The other one's scheduled to go up. Every county in Pennsylvania wants a tech center. But the big ones, Brandon, I saw a map I think it was the FT the other day. The big ones are coming in Texas. They haven't built them yet, but they're planning on them. The demands on the grid, on water, on communities, on education is going to be endless. And the construction workers, they're going to have work the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. And I would just remind everybody that for all the doomsaying out there, and there is things to be worried about, and you and I have talked about that before, but there was things to worry about with the car and with all these other industries that were created over the last few hundred years. There will be dislocations, but there will also be immense opportunities. And if you're in the construction field, if you're in the real estate market, if you're in the energy industry, there are going to be brand new, amazing opportunities coming online because you're going to need real estate to find the land and the territory to put these data centers in. You're going to need people to build the data centers, and then you're going to need energy and new forms of infrastructure. So we talk a lot about in the Biden and the Trump era, we talked a lot about infrastructure reform and infrastructure spending. Well, this might be the reason we finally get new infrastructure, at least in the energy grid, because we need to support these data centers. And don't forget also the space industry, which is talking now about putting data centers in space. So there's a whole new revolution in new industries spinning off from the AI industry, which is why I think this is going to be with us a lot longer.
A question that might not have an answer. Would China be going as fast as it is? Would the U.S. be going as fast as it is if it wasn't for the other guy?
Probably not. But also, I think both parties recognize the immense opportunities economically and strategically if they can master AI first. Certainly, you'll see a boost massively in GDP. And also, you'd see, obviously, new technologies that can be weaponized as well.
Brandon Weikert, writing for The National Interest, is a best-selling author. We're waiting for his book on AI. That's why we're prepping him. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.